Matthew 28, verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the word of God for us, the beloved children of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? Oh Lord, our God, how majestic is your name. How powerful you are, how wonderful you are. We love you, Lord. We are so grateful that we come to your house this day and we get to worship you. We get to come here, Lord, and be filled with your presence so that we don't get to stay here, so that we can leave and let the world know how much you love them. So I ask, Lord, that you come right now in this place, anoint our hearts and our minds, anoint and make this place holy with your presence. Speak, my Lord, speak. For we long to hear your voice. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus, and there is no turning back. Though none go with me, I must follow. I learned that song as a teenager 100 years ago. I look good, don't I, for 100? Not nearly as good as my friends over here, who I hope to grow up to be like. And I thought it was a cool tune. I did not understand its meaning. Though the world not go with me, though my friends do not understand, I have decided to follow Jesus. Just like the disciples, Jesus takes us to a mountain. He likes mountains, doesn't he? It's like every time you turn around, he's up on a mountain. And he takes them to a mountain, and he's going to leave them. And so he's got one more time to say something to them. So he's going to say something important. And you notice what kind of words he uses? But let's get to that. They go up there and they worship, and it says, and some doubted. Anybody here today got a little doubt? Say amen. Did you ever realize that doubt is a part of discipleship? And what Barbara Brown Taylor said about the word, the Greek word here, when I was reading and feasting on the word, about the doubt here, it wasn't faithlessness. It was kind of straddling the fence kind of word. It wasn't kind of unsure. Well, discipleship has some unsuredness about it. You know, there's a little bit of a, really? Really, you want me to do that? About it. And doubt is a part of discipleship because God's going to ask you to do some risky stuff, some stuff you've never been asked to do. So if you got a little doubt, that's okay. God's bigger than our doubts. Thanks be to God that God is bigger than our doubts. And then he uses these words, go, baptize, teach. You know, Jesus never intended for the disciples to stay on the mountaintop. He never intended for them to stay in Jerusalem. He doesn't intend for us to stay here in the pew. You know? Worship is great. I love worship. I love to be here and worship, to praise God, to give God our best. But this is not the end all to be all. We're to leave here and not just go to lunch, but we're to leave here and do something. We're to take the light of Christ as Ryan leads us out and to go and to share that love. Why is that so important that Jesus spent his last words? Because that's our mission. That's how the movement, that's how the message of love is going to get carried out. It's through us, through those disciples who had such doubt, through the disciples who were imperfect just as we are. It's important that we make disciples. That's our marching orders. That's the only thing that Jesus told us to do, was to make disciples. He did not say, go make Methodist. Bishop and District Superintendent Scott, if you're listening on the web, please turn off right now. I like Rehoboth. I want to stay a while. He says, go and make disciples. To make disciples, to make believers, to continue the movement, to continue the message that he brought. That's our marching orders. He didn't say, go make committee members. Thanks be to God. He didn't say, go make anything else. He said, go make disciples. He didn't say, sit inside the church and make disciples. He said, go. Make disciples. Therefore, we have to get off our blessed assurances. I stole that one. Bishop, if you're listening, thank you for that one. To go and make disciples. It's very important for us. One of the things I love about coming here is the emphasis that you all have on making disciples. It's in your mission statement. To make disciples of Jesus Christ that what? That's the latter part. There's something in the middle. That work, pray, and give for the transformation of the world. These are our expectations. This is how we will be judged, so to speak. This is how Christ expects us to live out our love. We love God, and we want to express that love of Jesus Christ by loving others. Yet we get that wrong. Right? But we are to go and make disciples. Did you catch in the little clip that it said we wouldn't make a lot of meetings, we wouldn't have a lot of all that other stuff, that we would go out, and how did it say we would lead? Did you catch that? Leading was by getting on our knees and washing the feet of others. Yeah, by bending down and saying to a sister and brother, here, let me serve you. As Christ did on a Thursday, and he took off his robe and bent down and washed their feet. We come here to be sent out. We come here to worship God and to praise God and to be renewed and filled up in order to be sent out. If we're followers of Jesus Christ, yet that is not evident in our lives, then it's like James says in his letter to the church, faith without works is dead. To be a disciple means that your faith is in action. It means that it is evident in all areas of our life. Now, here's where I'm going to go to meddling. Okay? Take your shoes off because I'm going to stomp on a few toes right now. It means to be a disciple that all of our lives, including our time, including our conversations, including how we use our resources, come under the authority of Jesus Christ. It means that all that we are is his. That means that little conversation you had on the cell phone yesterday, about a sister or a brother is Jesus Christ. Was that conversation disciple making? Did it make a disciple? How you used your money, was that disciple making? How you spend your time, is that disciple making? How you feel about another person, is that disciple making? How you talked about your preacher, was that disciple making? How you're going to talk about your preacher, is that disciple making? You know, Everything that we are is about disciple making. It's not about us, folks. It's all about making disciples. And in so turn, here's the funny thing, we are transformed. We are transformed into disciples ourselves, who are mature in our love, who follow Jesus, though none go with us. Our job is to pass it on. We're not to keep this to ourselves. Salvation comes through sharing the good news. That death has been defeated in all of its many ways. That love is abundant and free, and grace is offered without condition. And as Methodists, we believe that grace makes us whole and is ever present in our lives, even though we may not know it and be ready for it. And it justifies us and sanctifies us, and that we are moving on to a mature, perfect love. And our job, our call, is to go out and spread the great good news and to help someone else be a disciple. That's it. That's all there is. Go and make disciples. So as we sing our last hymn, Pass It On, I invite you to think ways that you can pass on to others, how you can be a disciple, how you can help someone else to be a disciple. Our altar is open. It's okay to pray in church, to let others see you pray in church. If you'd like to come and kneel and pray, if you'd like to open your heart to Christ, if this day you'd like to become a disciple, our altar is open.